This is Passport to Texas. Long before humans made their mark on the land, the Rio Grande River was shaping Resaca de la Palma State Park in Brownsville.
Brownsville is growing so rapidly, it's going to be sort of urbanized. This is going to be one of the few places that they're going to be able to enjoy the outdoors.
Juan Arias is a park ranger. He says ancient coils of riverbed known as resacas ebb and flow, attracting wildlife when they fill with water. Today, this area, etched by the river, is part of the World Birding Center.
The idea of the World Birding Center complex is to create this wildlife corridor throughout the valley.
The center encompasses a series of 9 unique areas in the Rio Grande Valley. Brownsville's Resaca de la Palma boasts the largest tract of native habitat in the network. And while birds are a big attraction,
we have a healthy population of different animals. Each has established its own range and a food, water, shelter. They're happy, you know, and if they're happy, we're happy. That's bottom line.
Resaca Park Ranger Claudia Tamez says you can start your visit to the site online.
We have a really cool way of keeping our visitors informed. So what we do is we use Facebook. The visitors love it because they get to look at our photo album and see how much fun we have, what they can expect when they come here.
That's our show. We record the series at Blockhouse Studios in Austin. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.